Most recently, MND Minister Chee Hong Tai mentioned that the authority may relook into removing the 15 months wait-up period for private properties owners or PPOs looking to buy a bigger HDB resale flat. Firstly, there will obviously be an increased demand for larger resale flats. Larger flats include 5-room, executive flats to jumbo flats, especially in mature estate, will see renewed interest. PPO traditionally prefer those flats that are near to town center or MRT station. When such buyers enter the market, we can expect price pressure in this segment as competition heat up once again. Obviously, the resale market may experience a rebound in transaction volume, particularly after the cooling that followed the 2022 wait-out rules. HDB upgraders selling their flat to PPO will find it easier to move into private property, creating positive momentum in both directions. However, not all are rosy. There will always be winners and losers in this property game. First-time buyers may now face stiffer competition from asset-rich PPOs. PPO who previously delayed selling may now move forward with offloading their private condos and buy resale HDB flat instead. This could indirectly lead to increased supply in the private resale market, especially in the outside central region. When more resale private listings are made available in the market, will this lead to a slowdown in new homes take-up rate since resale property are traditionally priced lower than developers' prices? Seniors that are living in landed property may also offload their asset to a more manageable public flat. Will this lead to more supply flooding the market and depress landed prices? On this part, I seriously don't know. But based on market movement over the long term, landed properties are always sought after in land scarce Singapore. Hence, you don't need to worry too much.